The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Rabbi Dezari Yudches. This is a very relevant contemporary shiloh, especially since the advent of Obamacare, when he officially is able to now empower death panels to determine whether or not a person is worth saving. So it's a very big shiloh. What's the hashkafa of a yid on the question of end of life shilohs? Sometimes a person in a situation that unfortunately he's in terrible yisurim, and the doctors can't really totally cure him, they can just prolong his life, and thereby prolong his suffering. Is a person obligated to go through that and to extend his life in that kind of manner? So there's a famous tshuva in Igros Moshe, where Moshe brings a raya that a person is not mechuyiv, and in fact it's usur to extend a person's life with chayei shah and thereby give him tsar. His raya is from the story of Amsei the Rebbe. The Gemara in Ksubas says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was very sick. He had terrible yisurim, and the Chachamim were davening. Nobody wanted Chas Shalom. Rebbe should be nifter, and Amsei the Rebbe, the maid of Rebbe, she saw how many times Rebbe was going into the Beis HaKiseh. He was in terrible yisurim. That she realized that it's not good. That the Rebbe should not really be alive anymore. It's not good for him. He's very uncomfortable. And she said, "Yiratzin that the Alyonim should be Neitzeach L'Tachtonim. The Alyonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever the Malachim that are fighting to take away Rebbe's neshama should win the war against the Tachtonim, against the Rabbanon, against Talmid Chacham who are davening to prolong Rebbe's life." And she saw that the Talmid Chacham were not stopping to daven. She took a pail and threw it down, and she caused the commotion, and they stopped davening, and Rebbe was nifter. So the Rav Moshe proves from here that if a person's in terrible yisurim, you're allowed to daven that they should die, and he brings down also a Ran, that the Ran says that a person who's not mevaker chayla is a terrible thing. Why? Because he's ainu mispal loy sheyichya v'loy sheyamas. He doesn't daven that the person should live, and he doesn't daven the person should die. Says the Ran, why would a person ever want to daven that somebody should die? Answers the Ran, in such a case where a person is in terrible yisurim, it's kedai to daven that the person should die because that's what's better for the person because of the yisurim that he's in. And the other paiskim are not so happy with this. Rabbi Yashiv famously holds that it's better to prolong a life under all circumstances. But Lamaisa, there's another seemingly strong raya to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's psak that even he himself doesn't bring this raya. He brings down this gemara later, but he doesn't bring this as a raya to Atzim Psak. We find in the Gemara later, by us, in Avodah Zarah, that Chanina ben Tradyan was being killed by the Romans. They made a fire, they put wet pieces of cloth on his chest to prevent his neshama from departing him, and the Klatzuniri, the executioner, saw that Ruchanina and Tradyan was in terrible pain from the fire, and he asked him, if I take the Sfugim Shal Tzemer off of your heart, will you be Maftiach me? Then I'm going to come to Chayil Mabar. Ruchanina and Tradyan said yes, and he took the Sfugim of Tzemer off of his heart. So, L'chaira, we see in this Gemara that Ruchanina and Tradyan was able to instruct the guy to take away something that was preventing him from being Nifter. And he was not obligated in this kind of situation to prolong his life by leaving the Sfugim Shel Tzemer on his chest. So l'chayra, this will be a shtark raya to this halacha that a person is not obligated to prolong his life under all circumstances. If a person is in terrible pain, a person is allowed to not do actions, l'chal apachas, and even to instruct a guy to do things which would shorten his life. Rav Moshe, though, himself brings down this gemara, and he asks that the gemara is a pella. Because even though a person is not obligated to do things to prolong his life, for the guy to take the Sugum Shel Tzemer off of his chest, L'chayra, that would be Isra Tzicha Mamish, because the guy is clearly bringing about the death of Rechanina and Tradyan. So L'chayra, that is Isra Tzicha for a guy, and the guy is Mitzuvan Ritzicha. So how is Rechanina and Tradyan able to tell the guy to do this? So Rav Moshe says, B'tayich Dvarav, that it could be that this was a Hiras Shah. So I saw that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, he brings down that Rabbi Yashav was arguing on the first Ramayshus, he brings down this Gemara of the Klatz Taniri, and he says that Ramayshus himself said that it's not a Raya, because, I mean, Ramayshus wasn't discussing the Raya at all, but Ramayshus himself says that it was a Rosh Shah. I'm a Mele, you can't bring a Raya from this Gemara to the other Psak of Ramayshus, that Ramayshus held that you're not obligated to prolong your life when a person's having Yisurim. However, I mean, to a certain extent, he's taking the Rav Moshe's tshuva out of context, because Rav Moshe was not coming to answer this question. Rav Moshe was not coming to explain how Rav Chanina ben Tradyan was able to tell us to the Klatz Taniri. Rav Moshe was trying to explain why the Klatz Taniri was allowed to do this. Bnei Noach are mitzvah on Shvichas Damim, and they're not allowed to, they're Ritzichas, this is the reason for them. So how was Rav Chanina ben Tradyan allowed to tell him to do it? Why wasn't he concerned about the Chiyuv of Ritzicha of the Goy? So on that, Rav Moshe says that it was a Ra'as Shah. It's possible that Rav Moshe never would have used this to explain how Rav Chanina ben Tradyan himself was able to do it, because if a person himself was not allowed to do, was obligated to do things to prolong his life, even in a situation of tsar, it could be Rav Chanina ben Tradyan never would have made such a Ra'as Shah. He never would have said, told the Klatz Taniri, look, I'm going to make an exception over here and allow you to do this. If Rav Chanina ben Tradyan himself would be obligated to prolong his life, it could be that he never would have made such a Ra'as Shah. It's only because Rav Chanina ben Tradyan himself was not obligated to prolong his life. But the only question was that the Klatz Taniri was doing Ritzicha, so he gave him a special hatter to do it because of the terrible suffering that he was in. Another question is, as far as money is concerned, how much money is a person obligated to spend, or are other people obligated to spend, in order to prolong a person's life when it's only a question of Chayei Shah? And it's also a question of, it's also a shayla by Chai Olam. How much money are people mechuyiv to spend for Hatzalas Nefashis? So I found a very interesting argument about this. The Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed says that although when it comes to tzedakah, we know that there's a cutoff point of a chaimish. A person, hamavazes al yivazes yaitzim chaimish. A person is not supposed to spend more than a fifth of his money on tzedakah. Nevertheless, when it comes to Hatzalas Nefashis, says the Chofetz Chaim, a person is obligated to spend all of his money. A person has to clean out his bank account in order to save another yid. And according to this, l'chayra, we have a shayla. How are there ever any gvirim in Klal Yisrael? L'chayra, there's always people that could be saved by spending more and more money to save them. The Marsham, on the other hand, says that a person is not obligated to spend all of his, more than a chaimish in order to save another yid. Why? What's the raya? He brings the raya from a Pirush Mishnayos to the Rambam. The Pirush Mishnayos to the Rambam says that pidyon shvuyim, redeeming captives, it also has a cutoff point of chaimish, and the Marsham says that we know, everybody knows, the Gemara of Basra says that pidyon shvuyim is a situation of sakonas nefashos. It's a situation where the person, a shavuy, a captive, is certainly in some sort of danger for his life. And therefore, the Marsham argues that Hatzalas Nefashis, you can prove from this Rambam, a person is not obligated to spend more than a fifth of his money for Hatzalas Nefashis. He brings another raya, a very, very interesting raya. The Gemara in Nedarim says that if there's one source of water that emerges in a city, and there's another city nearby, and the water is only enough is enough either to save the lives, for drinking water, to provide drinking water for both cities, or to provide all the needs, drinking water and laundry water for the city in which it emerged. And the Gemara says, we paskin that kavisnasan mechay acherim, when it's a toss-up between the laundry needs of the owners of the water and saving other people's lives, kavisnasan kedemis. Kavisa is more important. The Gemara explains because not doing laundry properly can bring a person to go mad. But nevertheless, the Marsham is tightening. It wouldn't really be on par with actually saving their life. It would only be a question of maybe a more than a chaimish, so you could prove from here that a person is not obligated to give up more than a chaimish to save another person's life. It's important to point out, though, that I think the Chofetz Chaim himself and Avos Chesed, or it could be it's others that make this point, that they also ask the question from this Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis at Pidyon Shvuyim, and they obviously are not arguing on the Rambam, but they answer the question differently. They say that the Rambam, that when the Gemara says that Pidyon Shvuyim is Sakonis Nefashos, the Gemara doesn't really mean that it's the Sakonis Nefashos that you can Mechal Shabbos for. I don't know. That may not be true. It could be the Gemara means you'll be Mechal Shabbos for it, but it still is not, a person is not obligated, it's not a clear and present danger which would obligate a person to spend all of his money. The only thing, if it is a real suffix of Sakonis Nefashos, then a person is obligated to spend all of his money. By Pidyon Shvuyim, it's not such a strong suffix that a person will be obligated to spend all of his money, and therefore, that's the Pshat in the Rambam, that you're not obligated to spend more than a chaimish, more than a fifth of your nechasim. If so, it comes out that, according to everybody, if the kind of procedure that the doctors are able to do is not a guaranteed procedure, it's not even a suffix, it's not even a 50-50, it's a small chance, a 10% chance the procedure will work, it's very possible that everybody would agree in that case, you're not obligated to spend more than a chaimish of your nechasim, because in that case, it's not better than Pidyon Shvuyim, where we see that a person is not obligated to spend more than a chaimish of his nechasim, or Pidyon Shvuyim, even though there certainly exists the chance that the person will die in captivity because of the captivity, nevertheless, the person is not obligated to spend that money.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.